Hello, and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church Podcast. This week, Sharon Wise Miller brought us the sermon.
Here we are, only 2 days after Christmas. I'd really like to stay at the manger a while longer. Cuddly baby. Angel proclamations of peace on earth. The star shining brightly. Sure, there are animal odors. Baby Jesus could well be fussy. Mary's a new mom, you know, tired from labor, just learning how to feed this baby. And Joseph's love and pride is surely mixed with concern and responsibility in these surroundings. But it's peaceful here, or so we imagine it, as we gather around our nativity sets and sing Silent Night by candlelight. But the lectionary scriptures this morning pull us away from the manger. Fast forward us, in fact, to 12-year-old Jesus and a family in crisis. In one chapter, Luke 2, we are whisked from the Holy Family. This chapter whisks the Holy Family from manger to temple, from innocent baby to an adventuresome and inquisitive boy searching for his own destiny. Oblivious to the frantic search that leads his parents back to Jerusalem that day, 12-year-old Jesus stands up to his parents when they find him. "How could you do this to us?" asked an exasperated Mary. "But why are you looking for me?" asked the boy, Jesus, adding this zinger, "Don't you know I must be in my Father's house?" Ouch. Especially for Joseph, but also for Mary. Both are giving their lives to raise the Son of God. Servants to the core, they've provided a home and nurture and guidance as Jesus's parents. We can only imagine the angst of these parents who, after faithfully taking their family on the annual religious trek to Passover, finally find their son, only to feel like they're talking to a stranger. A whole day traveling back to Jerusalem, plus 3 whole days of searching. Where did the boy sleep and eat for those 3 days? Why didn't he let us know where he was? Now, we won't embarrass 12-year-olds here this morning by asking them to raise their hands, or their parents, for that matter. I can testify, however, that children in this church grow very quickly, maybe 3 to 4 inches, while I'm away checking on the former 12-year-olds that I helped parent and the 12-year-old grandchildren I cherish today. 12-year-olds live in a time of discovery, exploring both the territory around them and the destiny that awaits them. Jesus, too, follows his curiosity in his heart when he heads to the temple. Mary and Joseph trust him to know his way around Jerusalem, apparently, They trust he'll be with friends, or who knows where. And when they lose him, surely they feel some guilt. Maybe they point fingers at each other. For sure, they probably asked, why didn't we at least make sure Jesus was with the group before we left this morning? As Sherry explained so well to the children, Mary and Joseph search among travelers and friends that they know. I could see this happening if a child is lost here at our church. Except today, I think we'd know immediately when we get to the car if one of the kids was absent, right? Maybe not. And on this day of cell phones, we might just call them, a 12-year-old. Anyhow, Jesus isn't in the entourage returning to Nazareth, and 3 days later, his parents find him. Luke doesn't tell us if Mary and Joseph had other children, so we won't worry about sibling dynamics in this family and in this crisis. But in spite of this temple confrontation, we note that Jesus obeyed his parents, returning to Nazareth with them. And Mary ponders as Jesus continues to grow. A fairly typical family story, I think, and a story of homespun service. We know from the Gospels that Mary and Joseph both received angel visits prior to Jesus' birth, visits in which they were each called to parental roles in rearing the Son of God. Could it be that, like Mary and Joseph, humble, everyday service prepares us to serve in bigger and more noble ways? Paul's reminder to the Colossian church to serve each other confirms for me that the path of service begins at home, up close and personal. At the manger, as we invite Christ anew into our hearts, in our closest relationships as we deal with the ups and downs of life, in our church family as we serve each other in the name and spirit of Christ. But learning to travel the path of service is not always easy. My parents tried to teach me a servant lesson when I was 12-ish or a little older. First of all, let me clarify that my parents were great servant models, teaching Sunday school and Bible studies at church, heading up neighborhood potlucks, cleaning and cooking for a neighboring family in need, hosting Sunday dinners for preachers and missionaries, providing for our family in the shadow of the Great Depression. My parents also wanted to teach their children to be good servants, Anabaptist style. So they volunteered me to babysit for a young neighbor family so the parents could attend a weekly Bible study. This was my first babysitting job, and I was okay with it at first, except it was a big job. And the three preschoolers were normal, adventuresome children. Each evening, I did my best, but usually I couldn't wait for the parents to return. And I'll be honest, I looked forward to the monetary reward that would surely follow, except my parents would not let me be paid. This was a volunteer job. Period. Thus, I learned a lesson in servanthood early in my life, but not very gracefully. At our neighbor's insistence, my mother finally let me receive a non-monetary gift, but I was not very happy about being a servant. This also wasn't the last time in my life that I found it difficult to be a servant Jesus style. But with lots of practice and heart searching, I have learned two principles that help me today. First, stay close to Jesus. This is the key to being a graceful and grateful servant. Second, home and church are great places to practice servanthood. God gave Jesus a family to nurture and guide him when he entered our world. When Jesus became old enough to begin an earthly ministry, he quickly gathered a ragtag group of disciples around him for companionship and training. And finally, Jesus created and commissioned the church to carry on his work in the world after he returned to heaven. Service was a family matter for Jesus. And as believers in Jesus, we are part of the family. Together, we are commissioned to shine the light of Christ into the dark shadows of our world. We also are called to serve each other, empowering and encouraging each other in whatever mission God calls us to individually, but also comforting, caring, welcoming, challenging, forgiving each other as needs and crises arise in our private and shared lives. I was almost afraid to preach about service as up close and personal in a serve each other kind of way this morning. This church is such a serving church already, working diligently in the community and in the world. Service to others is important here, and I'm thankful to be part of a congregation that does it well. Today's scripture, however, reminds us not to neglect serving each other on the home front. When the way we treat each other and live together as a faith community mirrors the peace of Christ, we shine the peace of Christ into the world around us. Colossians 3:12-17 has been our theme scripture as a church this year, and we do well to leave 2015 with Paul's clothing list in mind. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. And above all, clothe yourself with love. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through him. We are servants together this morning, and I am grateful. We have programs and committees that help us help each other to faithfully follow the Jesus we love, to help us use our gifts within the church, to welcome new attenders, and to mentor our youth along the way. My heart is warmed when I see small care circles in the fellowship hall following worship. I'm especially grateful this morning for the servant who installed the rails here on each side of this platform. I'm not sure who this was, but I know the worship and building committees helped it happen. And so I say, thank you, secret servants. May God bless you richly for the gift. Jesus came to our world as God's love gift, and we in our gathered community of believers have the privilege to share this gift through generous and loving service as we can. Serving at home is probably not the easiest place to start, but it's a great place to start. Mary and Joseph found that out as they parented Jesus, the promised God child. We find this out when we relate to those closest to us, hopefully out of a heart of love. Do we do this perfectly? Of course not. But thankfully, we're covered by God's grace. I want to conclude my message this morning with a servant challenge, inviting you to be servants in training this week. Here are a few suggestions to choose from. As you leave this place of worship, greet a person you do not know. Notice them, welcome them, learn a little bit about them. Or do something kind for a member of your small group or next door neighbor. Encourage a family in crisis. Receive a gift from someone who, with grace and gratitude. Maybe you'd like to take time to listen to someone who is passionate about following a special call. Encourage them. Pray with them. Or have coffee with someone you disagree with politically or spiritually. Listen carefully. And when you share your perspective, do it wisely and from a Christ-filled heart. Chat with a 12-year-old, a parent, or one of our youth mentors. Listen to the hopes, dreams, concerns, or questions. Encourage generously, love deeply. And last but not least, invite the Christ of Christmas into your hearts again. Get up close and personal with Christ. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, serving others in his name, giving thanks to God through him. We are servants together. God help us to be faithful.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, Jesus, I Believe You're Near, composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.